Now listen, what you don't know about the Starve Zone and what you don't know about me is that I'm the antidote to the O'Reilly factor. I'm the antidote to the Savage Nation, okay? I'm the opposite of fresh air, okay? I'm not Corey Flintoff. I'm not Greta Van Susteren. And what I'm not going to do on this show is be an attack monger. I'm not going to be a hate monger. I'm not going to be one of these people who gets on the air and starts just criticizing anybody they don't like. That's not what I'm about. But you know what I am about, ladies and gentlemen? It's common sense. I just use this thing that I call common sense, okay? And I base my common sense on this thing called facts, logic, truth. I'm not very religious, for instance. So when I hear the president talk about, oh, well, God had a plan for him. God had a plan for him to fight terrorism. Well, I think about that. I think I use my common sense. I use some of my logic, some of my reason. And I don't buy it. Okay? And what I'm going to do here at the Starve Zone, we're trying to work out a plan here to do it with some regularity here on KALX, the good people at 90.7 FM in Berkeley want to have us on to give you this dose of truth. And the reason is because you need medicine, ladies and gentlemen. You've been getting this steady stream of toxic waste from every billboard and every radio station and every magazine and movie and theater and cinema. And you don't deserve it. It's not good for you. And I'm here to give you the medicine you need. Now, it's not easy medicine to take. It's not a sugar pill. It's not Dimetapp or Robitussin. Okay? It doesn't have any sweetener in it. It's one of those big, big decongestant-sized pills that you go and you go to the doctor and they give you a big old pill. You don't want to take it. You know you don't want to take it. You have to swallow it. You have to drink maybe milk or something with it because it's so painful when you swallow it. But you know it's going to make you feel better. Well, that's what the Starve Zone is. That's what I'm here to do for you. Okay? He's self-serving. This is all he does is talk about himself. Don't give me this. All he talks about is himself, and I don't. Okay? I don't just talk about myself. I talk about the facts, ladies and gentlemen. I talk about the State of the Union address. Okay? And that's what I've got right here in my hand.